Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
We recognize our role in monitoring and controlling agricultural produce that is harmful to human health and well-being.
The government will be implementing a strategy aimed at discouraging the cultivation of tobacco in Jamaica. Stay with us for the details. Our proverb of the day also comes up at the end of the program. I'm Camille Guthrie. Good morning.
Hey, Rose! You're depend a big clean up.
I'm trying to rid my place of mosquito breeding sites, and you should do the same.
A whole heap of old pan and tire over my yard. Make me help you, and then you can help me.
Alright, come. Get the knife and bore holes in all these tins or any container that can hold water. Then put them in the garbage bag.
Yes, and remember to tightly cover the drum that pour little cooking oil on top of the water.
I'm going inside to throw the water out of the vase them and scrub them out.
I tell you, anywhere the mosquito find water, them breed up and terrorize with.
Act now. Let's work together to remove mosquito breeding sites from our homes and communities.
With a strategy aimed at dissuading the cultivation of tobacco in Jamaica, farmers of the crop will be introduced to alternative crops such as Irish potato, ginger, tomato, and other produce that have export value. Chief Executive Officer of the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA Lenworth Fulton, says the alternative crops will be grown in demonstration plots across the island. Mr. Fulton says the initiative is also aimed at promoting food safety and security and ensuring the sustainable development of a healthy and productive population.
We recognize our role in monitoring and controlling agricultural produce that is harmful to human health and well-being. The Ministry of Agriculture and Fishery therefore recognize the pivotal role that we play promoting food safety and security and a productive agricultural sector.
He says large-scale commercial production of tobacco almost disappeared during the early 1990s, but there has been a recurrence in the cultivation of the crop. This has resulted in approximately 496,000 pounds of tobacco being produced annually.
Although tobacco farming has gone on in Jamaica for a long time, the large-scale commercial production of tobacco almost disappeared during the early 1990s. As of 2009, there has been a resurgence in the cultivation of this crop. The total number of farmers within the sector was measured at 573, with the highest concentration located in St. Elizabeth, which has 153 farmers, and Senton, 137 farmers.
The largest acreage of tobacco was found in St. Anne.
The largest acreage of tobacco was found in St. Anne, which accounted for more than a third of the estimated total tobacco acreage island-wide.
Chief Executive Officer of the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, Lenworth Fulton. The proverb for this morning is, "Big sheet make man sleep late." Translation, a thick blanket causes a man to sleep late. This means an overabundance of luxuries causes one to take life's blessings for granted.
Simone, you there?
Yeah, me there when you just cut me off, so.
Child, me no know what happened, but the call keep dropping. Anyways, me did call for tell us that my granny dead, and the funeral set for...
We're sorry, you have no credit remaining.
Seriously? All my credit for done, I'm just put on $100. I'm going to call customer service right now, because this not right.
So, you think you've been robbed of your talk time? How about unfair billing? Feel your data privacy is not protected? Are you seriously dissatisfied with your mobile service provider? Well, the Consumer Affairs Commission wants you to know your rights. Contact your service provider first, and if there is no resolution, call the commission toll-free 1-888-991-4470 or 906-5425. Let's ring in some changes to the way mobile consumers are treated.
Hello?
Girl, we need to defend the phone rights.
Yes, your phone, your rights.
And with that, we wrap up this morning's program. To listen to this and other GIS-produced programs, visit our website at gis.gov.jm. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Palmer and for producer Evadne Brown, I'm Camille Guthrie wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.